This podcast is sponsored by Track Hospitality Software. Track by TravelNet Solutions offers a portfolio of innovative software from CRM, vacation rental property management software, to cloud contact center. With integrated software and revenue maximizing solutions, TravelNet Solutions is transforming how hospitality works.
Welcome to the VRMA Arrival Podcast. I'm Jason Myers, Editor-in-Chief of Arrival. Our guests today are John Stokinger and John Morrow. John Stokinger is an industry professional who's an account executive for Track Hospitality Software, and John Morrow is an artist, and the two of them are here to talk today about a project they collaborated on to really honor the short-term rental sector. So John Stokinger, can you please give us a little bit of background on what that project is and how it came about?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us, first of all. The short-term rental, long-term vision project, it was an idea that didn't really know what it was, but I knew that I wanted to do something to give back to the vacation rental industry. It was early in COVID, and we weren't really sure how, as an industry, you know, everything was going to shake up. And it was truly, it was just kind of one of my outside of the box ideas of like, what can we do? What can be done to kind of unite our industry? I was lucky enough to kind of be scrolling through social media, and, you know, John and I are friends on Facebook, and a post of his kind of came through as, I'm not even sure if it was a memory or whatever, it doesn't really matter. It came through, and it was a piece he did of the Dalai Lama. It was absolutely amazing. It blew my mind, and it really got me thinking, and then I reached out to John, and we didn't really have any idea yet what we were going to do, but it made me want to communicate with John. It had been a long time outside of social media that we'd actually even had a conversation, so it was pretty cool.
What were you hoping that the resulting piece would represent for the vacation rental industry?
In the article, we called it a love letter to the industry, and that basically is what it is. So, you know, it was a, you know, how can we put a piece together that it showcases all aspects of the industry, from the traveler to the, you know, to the maintenance, to the property managers, to the vendors that support the industry, to all the areas of the globe that are involved in this short-term rental space. And how can we show that in one piece? And then also give everyone involved a warm and fuzzy when they look at it. I think that was the ultimate goal, but, you know, It definitely has evolved from the beginning to what it is today.
John Morrow, can you tell us a little bit about what you do as an artist, the type of work that you do? John mentioned the Dalai Lama piece, and between the two of you, how you got the inspiration for what resulted?
Sure, thanks. So yeah, so I went to art school and I was a trained illustrator. And as an illustrator, we're taught to turn text into imagery. So I started out my career that way, but then got into graphic design. I sort of became a self-taught graphic designer and started doing gig posters, band posters for my brother's band and my friend's bands, and really found my way into the music and entertainment industry, doing package design, merchandise, tour posters, album covers. I do brand identity, logos, as well as art and illustration to help my clients visually represent, you know, their mission in the world. And I had a dear friend who was, I guess a few years ago, the Dalai Lama was turning 80. She was doing the PR for the event and asked me to do a portrait of him. So I did this beautiful portrait of him that really illustrated his teachings and his methodologies, and encompassed it all in one image. And I think that's what John responded to when he saw it and wanted to create something akin to that for the industry. And so when we talked, when he reached out to me, it was great just to be reconnected. But I instantly saw in my mind's eye or my imagination this dollhouse and this sort of cross section of a dollhouse where each room represented a different travel destination, from, you know, the mountains to the desert to the tropics, or the sort of beach, you know, beach estate, or the little on the slopes. And I think we really achieved that. And then as I was creating the piece itself, I was reimagining M.C. Escher, who had these very illusionistic worlds where characters were sort of walking upside down and inside out. We didn't quite go totally upside down and inside out on this piece, but we had rooms that are, you can kind of turn the piece any which way and hang it any which way, and it all orients to a different way. And that's what we wanted to give our viewers and the purchasers of this piece, was something they could look at that was reminiscent of their hard work and the labor of love that they do, but also something where they could stare at, and each time they looked at it, they would find something new and interesting to look at.
What is the medium? How did you go about creating the piece?
So I work a lot with both analog and digital mediums. So I'll sort of hand draw some things, and I actually looked at various rental spaces, from like an urban loft to, you know, a lake chateau. So I was doing my own little vacation and rental searching and finding these beautiful places, and kind of collaged it together first and then illustrated it on top of it. So I do a mixture of line work, sort of scan things in, and then I use also the Apple Pencil on the iPad. So it's a combination of Procreate, which is that program, and Photoshop, and sort of hand-drawn illustration. It's sort of a mixed media collage.
So John Stokinger, now that the piece is available and complete, what's your hope for how the industry will receive it, and how can people acquire it?
Well, obviously, I think John and I hope the industry receives it warmly, and, you know, and wants to get a little piece of the action to either hang on in their lobby or in their office, or, you know, in some of their short-term rentals. We have it available on a website. We built a storefront on society6.com. It's actually society6.com/strltv2021, where you can go and buy different mediums of this print with it, you know, whether it be on a wall hanging canvas or a framed print. There's many options. You can go ahead and purchase it in different sizes. So, you know, the goal is, you know, purchase it and hang it with pride, and, you know, and be proud of our industry. I think that's my goal. What about you, John?
Yeah, I as a traveler myself, I've been to many different places, and there's been homes that have housed me and have kind of been the nest for these beautiful vacations and memories that I've had. And so I think it's for people in the industry, it's for people who love to travel, it's people who love being with family, who love the sense of community. I think the piece sort of speaks for itself, and I think anybody can see themselves literally in this house. So we're saying, come, welcome home, and have it be a housewarming gift, whether it's for your office or your home or one of the homes you offer to people. I'm just happy and proud of John for being willing to like do something a little different, you know? And I know that the people who have supported us and the people who will see it are looking for things a little differently. And, you know, when things like COVID happen and everything kind of collapses and people kind of get scared and not sure what to do, or just waiting for the world to open back up, I always think that it's the artist's place and the visionary's place to sort of show and lead the world like where to go. So this was just a great project to be a part of.
Well, thanks to you both for joining us today, and also for creating this piece and kind of representing the evolution of the industry and contributing to the industry's success. There's a feature in the first quarter edition of VRMA's Arrival publication, and also a link there to where you could purchase the art. So John and John, thanks very much for joining us today, and thanks again for contributing this.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
Track Hospitality Software is owned and operated by a 20-year industry-leading hospitality company, TravelNet Solutions. Track is a portfolio software designed specifically with your vacation rental management company in mind. From cloud contact center to vacation rental management software, including features such as trust accounting, maintenance, housekeeping, owner portal, guest portal, channel distribution, and more, all in one platform. Create seamless operations and increase revenue with Track. To learn more about Track Hospitality Software, visit trackhs.com.